and gentlemen, welcome to the Elder Dragon Dirtle Podcast. This is me, Igor, and with me is whom?
And this is me, Niksha.
So, who the hell are you?
Well, I like to say that I'm a casual player, and that I play for fun. I'm that kind of guy that actually really, really, really wants to win.
Niksha, that's really not a secret.
Maybe to you.
Anybody who plays like a game with you sees that.
That's why I try to hide it. And you know, but I still do play fun decks most of the time. At least EDH concerned.
Unless it's Karador.
No, Karador is fun too.
Well, it's fun for you.
Well, dude, I have to get to 10 mana to this stuff.
Wow. Yes, if only green had things to ramp, yeah?
Yeah, but that's a story for another time.
Yeah, and my name is Igor, I'm the true Dirtle. I like to win, but I don't do that quite often, because I like to play decks that usually do stupid things. And sometimes I just pull Kikijiki and Zealous Conscripts, because even the Dirtle decks have to win somehow.
Yes, of course.
And I've been playing for, 13 years? Good God, I've spent so much money in this game. Anywho...
I think I've been playing for, 5, 6, 8, 9 years.
Yeah, still it's been a lot of time and a lot of money that I don't really regret spending.
Of course not.
If I was any wiser, I would, but... So, Niksha, who has been your commander of the week?
Normally, I would say Phage the Untouchable, because I've managed to get some kills with her that were not me. But I must commend my Sig River Cutthroat for this week, because he's my ninja commander. And there was a guy who was playing Purphoros, and his deck is actually really fast, and it's really painful when you play a game of EDH.
Yep.
For 10 turns and that's it.
If even 10
so
turns.
So I busted out the ninjas and then I ninja'd him. That's fun.
Yeah, your ninjas are actually fun, even though you have the Planeswalker equipment, aka the Jitta. Screw that card.
Yeah. That card is complete... No, I'm gonna stop right here.
It's completely busted.
I was going to say fair, but busted is more accurate.
Have you been smoking the same thing that R&D has been smoking when they made it, or...?
Oh, no, that stuff they did, that wasn't legal, I'm sure.
Nope. I mean, what were they thinking, honestly?
Well, they initially wanted it to give mana, but they thought it would confuse players too much, so they put -1/-1 instead.
Yeah, and why does it give 2 charge counters at all things? With 1, that would be a fair equipment then.
Well, maybe because, you know... It was like a ninja and ninja theme. It's more of a ninja theme weapon, and ninjas can stab you twice really quickly.
I think that cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Yes.
That's most likely. But goddamn.
So, what was your commander?
Usually I would say Alicia, who smiles at that, but this week I actually managed to make a new deck for once. I had to dismantle 2 decks to make this one, but... So, Cedric the Traitor King. I haven't reanimated huge things in a long while, and I forgot how fun it is. I also forgot how fun it is to play blue.
Yeah.
Blue. So yeah, I was playing with Tessa, and she was playing her Prosh Dragon Team deck, and she got really pissed when I managed to make 20 million Zealous Conscripts copies. She got really, really salty, really, really fast.
People tend to get salty when there's an uncountable amount of things on the board.
Also, I find that Data Navigator and Unearth have a really fun interaction.
Yes, they do.
I'm really entertained, actually, and Conjurer's Closet. I need to find more...
Exactly. Oh, my.
It's fun when you're doing it to Jingitaxis.
Okay.
Before you
start being really, really disgusting, there have been quite a few news.
I guess. I'll have to be disgusting. So, what would be the biggest thing for us EDH players?
Well, the announcement of From the Vault, of course, and none other than lore.
Well, that sounds really EDH-y. So, take it off. What's going to happen with the lore?
So, they announced, Wizards of the Coast announced, From the Vault lore, the next iteration of their From the Vault series, which will contain 15 premium foiled cards.
Which means it's...
And token card.
Ooh. But the premium foil cards mean it's going to have that really ugly foiling process, doesn't it?
It's premium.
Well, at least the foils will be cheaper.
Yeah. Yes, they should be. Unless they make a foil version of something that was never before available in foil.
I mean, remember when they had From the Vault Legends?
Yes.
I managed to get that in half the price. Nobody
yeah,
was buying
it. Wasn't really a top seller.
Hey, I got a Kikijiki, I got an Ulamog, I got a lot of things.
I know, I bought the pack too.
I wasn't complaining, but carry on.
So, the poster boy for this From the Vault is Momir Vig.
Yes.
Sonic BioVision. Well, I mean, he's on the art, but will that be the actual card? Maybe it's an instant or sorcery vision, Miss Momir Vig. Who knows?
But what instant or sorcery could be related to the lore with him?
I don't know, I'm just saying it's a possibility.
Most likely it'll be Momir Vig, since he played such a huge lore in Ravnica storyline.
What, he attempted to destroy the plane?
Wow.
To take over the world?
Only thing he was missing was a twirly mustache. Honestly.
Yeah, he looks evil in the art.
He is evil. I mean, he's totally evil. But
so,
yeah.
So the focus of the From the Vault will be, like you said, story creatures or events or cards that had major impact on the story, it looks like, or just had very big implications in the story.
So do you have some guesses?
Well, I'm guessing Karn.
Which one?
And Karn Liberated, since okay. We already have a promo version of Karn Silver Golem.
Plus, isn't Karn on the restricted list? Reserved list?
Yeah, he probably is.
Yeah.
Another one would be Legacy Weapon.
That would be nice, actually.
Legacy Weapon did play a big role.
Yeah. Either that or what's the 3-mana Vindicate?
Yeah, but the problem with Vindicate did mark a big part in the storyline, but the problem with Vindicate is there have been multiple Judge Foil reprints of it, and none of them had anything to do
with
Gerard or anything in that
They can
saga.
Reprint it with the original art, that's the thing.
Yeah, they could, but it's not. I think it's not specific enough.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, Golgothian Silex, but that's on the restricted list too.
Oh yeah, if it wasn't, it would be printed like this. You know what's the thing I'm going to guess, but it's most likely not going to happen because it's too recent? Deicide. Remember
yeah.
that from Terror's Block?
Yes.
It's actually a huge part of the lore. It's not much of a card, but, you know.
Well, yeah, they did kill a god.
Yeah, and that's a huge event, but still, for that, I wouldn't waste a slot on that. But
they did waste a slot on those elves in From the Vault.
Actually, those elves were...
I'm not even going to try to butcher that name.
Findhorn elves?
Yeah.
But they did play a big role in a winning deck from that year, so... I mean, it's a thing. But let's see what were the big storylines from the Magic years. We had the Brothers War, but that's the reserved list.
Pretty much.
Urza Saga, they can print something similar to that. So something from the Weatherlight, I guess.
Starship Weatherlight?
Starship Weatherlight is a thing. Predator Flagship, no. That's not a good reprint.
Wait, was it Starship Weatherlight? Am I missing?
It was... repeat the question?
Was it called Starship Weatherlight or something else? I don't seem to remember that particularly well.
Let me just take a look. Skyship Weatherlight.
Yeah, Skyship, not Starship, because they didn't actually...
Nope, because there is no such thing as outer space in Magic.
The Aether.
Yep. Starship Weatherlight could be a thing, but I think Legacy Weapon is a better choice.
Yep, and there is no promo version of Legacy Weapon.
Yeah.
And it's a really good 5-color commander card.
Surprisingly, yeah. I mean, if you have the mana for it, you can just keep on sniping things.
Love you.
I wouldn't actually mind either of the arts to be foiled in this process.
Yeah, like the old art with frame.
Yeah, that would look good, actually. I would like that even more than the whole Legacy Weapon shtick from the 10th edition. What other stories? We have Mr. Momir Vig. That's
we
from Ravnica.
Slivers.
Which Slivers?
Well, I would like to see a writ of Sliver Queen.
But that's not happening.
But I don't think that's ever going to happen. Sliver Legion, perhaps?
But that didn't have a huge impact on the story, did it?
It's a sliver, and slivers had major impacts on the story.
They did have a huge impact on one story, but that's from the reserved list times. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's a point.
What would be from the Odyssey block, let's say? That was a really interesting story. What could they reprint from that? The False God, maybe? But that would be a waste of a slot.
Well, it wouldn't.
I really love her, but I don't know.
Look, it's from the vault. They can put in whatever they want.
I mean,
there were bad cards in from the vaults. There were good cards. So doesn't really matter. Is it good or bad?
I wouldn't actually mind the green Kamal, the Fist of Krosa. Wouldn't mind seeing him again.
Yeah. That would be...
That's actually a reasonable prediction. I
think we might see something from Kamigawa.
I hope so, actually. And there's
Knights.
Wouldn't object to that. Or even Toshio Umezawa. Actually, that makes a lot of sense. And that would sell the product. That would really help push the product.
What would also push the product is this token. This token might suggest they're going to print Dark Depth.
Yep. That's also going to sell like hotcakes if it's really in the product. I mean, I'd buy it.
Well, we can agree that this will probably be a really good...
Part of me hopes that they're only going to include the token, not the land, so I can actually get my hand on the product. Yeah.
I mean, you can have Legends galore.
Yeah. I mean, From the Vault series has mostly been aimed at Commander and Cube players. But, and we do make the money, but they will also like to get as many of these things as possible.
Yeah. What else about the stories of this week would you say were impactful?
Well, I'm going to say The King is Dead, Long Live the Queen.
Oh, the conspiracy too.
Yep. Miss Marchesa has decided that she wanted to dethrone Mr. Brago, stabbed him in the neck, and well, we shall see what happens. They announced conspiracy with 221 cards. They kept on shifting that.
Yeah, first it was King Brago and his eternal reign,
and
then it was dethroning of Brago.
And now we're back.
And now we're back to 221.
So Brago might be back with vengeance, but they're going to release that in late August.
Yeah.
Conspiracy 2 is coming back, which was a great product for us Commander players. A lot of cards that needed a reprint got a reprint.
Like, yeah, it was a surprisingly good value set.
Yeah, Phage, Exploration.
That thing that destroys all the other things.
Which one? The one that you lost, or...?
No, you know that enchantment.
Oh, Pernicious Deed.
Yeah, that one.
Deed, also a lot of new commanders came out.
Oh, yeah.
Like Grenzo, or Marchesa, or Brago.
And Brago's is a really popular one.
Also Marchesa, really popular.
Yeah, things that tend to go infinity are popular.
Yeah, yeah. And Blink is also really popular.
Yes, because it helps good things go in.
Yeah, and also Brago likes stacks. He really enables stacks really easily. When you can untap almost everything you have.
Yep. He works really, really well with Planeswalkers.
I bet.
Having two activations a turn is really good.
Only problem with that is if you have enough Planeswalkers, you're going to dirtle your turn really, really long. As we've seen in some previous games, have we?
Shut up. That was just... I won't do it again.
Yeah. Anywho, have any predictions for Conspiracy 2?
Deck fade.
What?
I won.
Again? The old version or something new?
They can do the old version.
That wouldn't be too bad because he's really...
They should actually do the old version because it's actually seeing... I think Legacy, even Vintage play.
Vintage play, definitely. Legacy, I can't remember if he's really being played in there. But
and his price is absurd.
Yeah, I mean, it's Vintage playable. You don't have a lot of walkers that are actually Vintage playable. You have that one Mister that has cost 4 mana and broke the standard format. And basically, deck fading, and that's it.
And possibly in the Baby J.
Baby J's in Vintage, no. You...
In Vintage, no, but... I would suggest, I would...
Oh, you mean in Conspiracy too?
Suppose it's a Legacy, I'd see.
No. Why should you pay 3 mana for Baby Jays. I mean, which Baby Jays do you mean?
I mean the 2 mana one, the guy who becomes a planeswalker.
Oh, he's being played in Vintage. Yeah. In Legacy, in Vintage, basically any format you can play him, you play him, because he's that good.
I still don't like him.
I do. I mean, you can kinda... Yavgot's will when he ultimates and he loots. What's not to like?
I still don't like him. I don't know.
What do you hate about him?
Because he's at 0.
So? Like, you're ever going to attack with him.
Yeah, but more susceptible to removal this way.
Eh, that's the risk you gotta take. And you're playing blue, by the way.
The point is he's just a 0/2 that does looting, and that's not threatening.
Enough?
The threatening part is when he flips,
yep.
And so people have to get rid of him, but they don't feel like having to get rid of a 0/2 that loots.
Which is good. If they don't remove him, they're going to have to face you.
It's like such a feel bad when you have to waste a big removal.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's why it's so good. You have win-win either way. And how is it hard in our format to get the creature back from the graveyard?
That and to fill up your graveyard.
Yeah.
Like, one turn.
And you just put some boots on him and you transform him immediately.
Yeah.
I mean, that's nothing. How? Goddamn, he would be really good in my Sidris deck, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
He
puts
God.
Stuff in the graveyard.
I do. That's the point of the deck.
Yeah, he'll also be good with Madness when it comes to Innistrad.
Oh, speaking of... Are we going back to Innistrad or what?
Oh, we're going back. We're going back with style.
Oh,
a new
we?
Planeswalker has been announced for Shadows over Innistrad.
Who is he slash she?
She is Arlene Cord. She is a werewolf planeswalker. She has a mission to protect her brethren werewolf, evil clutches that
and,
hunt them.
And also it. That Avacyn.
Ah, yeah, and Avacyn.
She made everybody's life miserable. Now it's time for her to get her payback, I guess?
No, I think she'll just keep on making everybody miserable.
Yeah. By the way, is it fair to call Arlene Cord a bitch?
No.
She's literally when she transforms a bitch. And by the way, since she's a... Yeah. When she's going to be a flip planeswalker, what do you expect? Something more like Garruk Relentless or more like flip walkers from the Origins?
Well, the Flipwalkers actually have a really cool mechanic.
Yeah, I really love that from the Origins.
And I think they'll just build on that success.
Yeah. Plus, this way she can be a legendary werewolf planeswalker, a legendary werewolf general people wanted.
No, I don't think she'll be a planeswalker on the main side.
That's what I want.
I'm pretty sure she's going to be a planeswalker human that transforms into a legendary werewolf. I'm hoping that she transforms from a planeswalker to a creature that can transform into a planeswalker again.
That actually makes a lot of sense.
That would open up a lot of design space.
Yeah.
And really interesting abilities that could develop out of
it. It wouldn't give people the...
Because part of her...
It wouldn't give people the...
Her lore
werewolf,
is her being able to switch to werewolves and deck.
And control.
I've been breaking up a
bit,
so...
Yep, you have. So, repeat.
I wanted to say, on her lore, she can transform into werewolf and back whenever she pleases. That's what differentiates her from all the other werewolves. So none of that cast 2 spells, cast 0 spells shenanigans that I really, really didn't like last time.
Yeah, you were really vocal about it, that you hated that. I mean, it made a lot of sense with werewolves. It made them really unplayable in Commander, but, you know...
Well, they made them pretty unplayable everywhere except one guy.
One guy was really good. I mean, they were really playable in Draft. And they were mostly considering the Draft when they made them.
You know what was the problem with that mechanic of playing 0 spells? If you're not playing spells, then the werewolves should do something worthy of a spell, and they didn't do it. Most of the time, no. And when they did it, then they were great.
I mean, there was that that werewolf that could tap for green. She was okay.
Not as good as Huntmaster of the Fells.
Huntmaster of the Fells was really good, really pushed. I kind of wish they pushed werewolves a bit more.
Yeah, me too. Maybe up their cost, because they're
Yeah.
They're like a cool creature type, so...
I mean, they're huge burly things.
But before they become huge buff guys, they're little people.
Yeah, that's the problem. But the thing you said about her transforming, the planeswalker, that could be really interesting.
Like, have an ability on both sides that transforms her.
Yeah.
Whenever you want. And, you know, when she transforms into a werewolf, she loses all the loyalty. When she transforms back, she gains some loyalty. Maybe depending on the damage she dealt after.
That could be interesting and really werewolfy. Plus, she looks really smug in the image, by the way. Look at her. She knows she's awesome.
Well, I'm hoping she's awesome.
I don't think... They rarely screw up with the planeswalker these days. They rarely make a really bad planeswalker.
They should or they made?
No, they rarely make bad planeswalkers these days. Like, Chandra is a bit of the one from Origins. Kaitiyon is kinda but I have a weak spot for him because he's in my Alicia deck, so I give him a pass.
Kaitiyon was hyped as hell.
He was hyped as hell, but he was in the end.
No, I really actually kind of appreciate the Chandra from Origin.
I appreciate
because
her.
When she flips, she's a clock.
Yeah, she's a clock. The problem is she needs to flip. She needs to flip.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah, I can see that being a problem.
She has the most difficult of all conditions to flip.
Yeah.
I mean, Kaitor has a safe switch. Okay, I'll become indestructible now. At least that.
Yeah, and you just have to play a lot of spells so she can safely transform.
But what if you play two spells and somebody just kills your thing, a small creature, just as you wanted to cast your third one?
Well, that's a dice removal clause, and...
Yeah, but still...
Yeah, I know. You invest so much, and then you get nothing, and then you lose the game, or
something like that. I mean, the last really bad walker I remember was the guy from the Innistrad. Guy we don't talk about.
Who, Sorin?
No.
He was okay.
He was okay. He was really good, actually. Even standard playable.
Oh, then you must mean Garuk, right?
Yes, totally him. Him with red in his cost.
Shut up, he's awesome. And he's going to get a reprint.
I actually kind of want Tybalt for my Alicia deck, honestly.
Well, with the new Madness cards, he might actually...
Be playable-ish? Borderline?
Here's what's going to happen. They're going to make some really pushed Madness cards, but that won't be...
Enough?
But they're going to make them so they're not too good with blue, because they don't want the Jace from Origins and Madness together, because it's really broken.
The thing that we'll have to see about finish your thought.
So, people will say, let's try Tybalt for a change. Maybe Tybalt will do something. Then people will try Tybalt, and then they'll see that he loses them the game when they play him and use his first ability. That's my prediction about how many play him.
Oh, people will play him in the first week of the release, and that's about it. If it gets reprinted. Even if he does, the problem is it's the random discard.
Well, if all your cards in your hand are Madness, then he's good. But some of your cards in your hand will be lands, and you'll want to play that land, and then he'll discard it. And then then you'll want to just smack that smirk he has, kill him yourself.
And he'll keep on smirking, he'll smile at you. What, you discarded the land, did you? Oh, shame.
He loves your pain.
Yep. I mean, he was made just for that cause, just to cause you pain.
Speaking of pain.
Yeah?
An upcoming FNM promo might cause some pain to a lot of people.
I mean, Smash the Smithereens is a good card, so you know.
Not that.
Oh, Blighted Fan, I mean, it makes an opponent sacrifice a creature, that's always good.
Yeah, but later down the line, we might experience a bit more pain.
Oh.
With Goblin Warchief making things turn sideways really fast.
I'm kind of triggered right now. I need to save space, I need to cry some. Because I know
that
all the Cranko players and all the Bloody Perforous players are going to get it. And things will be hasty, and things will be cheaper. And a lot of players will have it because a lot of players play FNM.
Yeah.
And I will curse. A lot.
Yeah, he will be a bit more accessible.
A bit? I mean, what was he actually going for?
Beg your pardon?
What was his price?
I really don't know. I just don't follow goblins because I really don't like goblins.
Because you have a soul? Only people without soul play goblins.
You know, you could say that Goblins is an effective control deck, because when you fight for board state, when you kill your opponent with lots of Goblins, he loses his board, so that's really good board control.
I mean, to quote people from League of Legends community, that is the best crowd control. If the guy's dead, you cannot control them.
Especially that Goblin Guide guy with a lantern, so it turns into lantern control. Hey, hey.
Could you walk
I'll go away now.
Yeah. So at least $2, the Goblin Warchief. It's not that expensive, but still. Why should you pay $2 if you can get it for free? Just from playing your FNM and not playing $700 a deck and losing a game but still getting a promo.
This guy, do you think this is what their annual, like, not standard print of a card, like they did with Serum Visions last year?
Serum Visions was a card that was really needed over reprint. This is more of a nod to us casual players, and the legacy players, I guess.
That want more foils?
Casual players want more foils than legacy players, actually. They just want the card.
I think it's about the same. People love to pimp out their stuff.
People like to pimp out their decks, yeah. Especially if you play something eternal like Commander or Legacy. You know you're going to play your deck for a while, and why not pimp it out? I mean...
Yeah, I know a few people that were pimping out their Splinter Twin Modern decks. They weren't very happy.
Sweet Summer Child. I actually didn't see that ban incoming, to be honest. It wasn't really that oppressive as a deck. I mean, it was really subtly oppressive.
The thing is that deck didn't allow other decks to exist, because you have to build your decks and sideboard to counter, because you will run into Twin.
Yeah, that's what I said. It was really subtly oppressive. It wasn't like I'm going to see Twin each round of the tournament, but I'm going to see Twin sooner or later.
And it was really consistent.
It was consistent.
It was actually pretty consistent. The only times I managed to win against Twin was when they weren't consistent.
Well.
That's not too often.
Yeah, but it wasn't a turn 3-4 kill like we have with Eldrazi.
But if you put a fortified rampart, they actually can't pass it.
Well, they don't know how to knock, so obviously. I mean...
Yeah, but that's, again,
that's
we
for
digress.
That's for a modern podcast, which we don't really delve in. I mean, but that was the biggest news of the week, which was the brain in a jar, in a glass jar, to be honest. So what does the brain in a glass jar do?
Oh, that brain in that glass jar says, hey, we made a big mistake when we made the Aether Vial. Let's try to make it again, only not completely bonkers. And what they did was a pretty mediocre card that's like a fixed version of Aether Vial, but for instance in sorceries, it looks like it works, like it could work and could be really fun, but it's not even close to Aether Vial, which it is inspired by.
The thing is, it's not a good card, but it's a really, really fun card.
Yeah.
So, should we actually say what it does? Maybe?
That would...
Yeah, so...
So, I'll give you...
Brain in a glass jar for 2 colorless. It's a rare artifact. For 1 untap, you put a charge counter on it, and you may cast an instant or sorcery spell with converted mana cost equal to the number of charge counters on Brain in a glass jar from your hand without paying its mana cost. 3 in a tap, remove X charge counters from Brain in a glass jar, scry X. So...
So you can, you know... Yeah, that part with the scrying is good, because then you can repeatedly cast 4 cost cards from your hand.
Yep.
That part where you add counters for playing cards, actually keeping it in check.
Yeah, because
you
it has to be...
You can manipulate that, but it really takes a lot.
The thing is, they balanced it perfectly with... It has to be equal to the number of charge counters, not equal or less.
Yes.
So, are there any decks that actually want this?
Any Izzet deck.
But does it really? Like, Mizzix of the Izzet Magnus, she really doesn't want this. She's perfectly happy with her X spells and everything.
Yeah, but she has to get to the point where she has an absurd amount of counters to really abuse those X cards.
That's why people use the X spells. You can just dial it as much as you want.
Yeah, but it's still, it's free spells, practically.
But you're losing mana, losing tempo, losing time. I mean, you could put it in for fun, why not? But the serious decks won't play it. Now, the totally casual decks, yeah, they're going to love this. I want to have this. If not,
I don't really have any spell-based decks, so...
Me neither.
I don't really see it playing it, but,
I want it for the art, to be honest.
Yeah, it's a brain in a jar.
Imagine it foiled up. It's going to look wonderful. Plus, you know what I really, really am upset about? It's not a legendary creature. I wish we had a commander called Brain in the Glass Jar. How cool would that be?
That would be cool. That would actually be really cool.
Yeah, like, either Izzet or Simic.
No, I'm thinking just colorless with...
Yeah, why not? Why not?
Colored activation.
I never wanted that commander. I'm sad. But damn.
Don't worry. One of these days, we will get a creature that's a giant talking brain in a jar.
So hashtag get the brain in a jar as a commander? I don't know. I'm more excited about the idea of that commander than about this card, to be honest.
Well, now that you brought that up, yeah.
What?
Now that you brought that up, yeah.
Yeah. It's not a good card, but it's a really fun card. Do you see anything else from the spoiler of the Shadows of Innistrad that you're excited about? Official or non-official?
Nothing mechanically, nothing card-wise, but lore-wise.
I mean, not even the Ghostaway reprint wannabe?
No, it doesn't target your Shroud. It can't affect your Shroud creatures, so...
How many of Shroud creatures were you actually playing?
I will play some of them eventually, and there will be a time... When my opponent will give my creature Shroud when I play that new Ghost Way, and then I'm going to be sad.
So one in 1,000 games?
Yes.
I don't
think... One is all that it takes.
Oh, God. Don't be so gloomy. I mean, Blink decks like that, I guess. Sadly, it's only target creatures you control. The Ghost Way wannabe.
Well, what did
you... Non-land... But that would be too good, I know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It would be too good for a standard set. They could print it in, let's say, Commander deck, and it would be okay.
Yeah, that's the good part of Commander decks, is that they can make really busted cards that don't work out of Commander.
Yeah, I mean...
Like the Command Tower, that was like the best card they could make.
And Command Sphere was also...
It's just absolutely amazing in Commander and absolutely useless in everything else.
I mean, you can play it in other decks if you want, but, you know, it really won't work. You know what's the card that's actually I'm excited for? The Doppelgeist. Know that guy?
Yeah, that card is just funny.
That's funny. It's just good.
This ghost that topples candles over and probably other things.
And people freak over it. But the card is actually not bad.
The card is a draft and sealed powerhouse.
Hell, I wouldn't actually mind it in a Blink deck. It flies, it taps a guy, and it can keep on tapping a guy.
Yeah, as long as you have Delir.
I mean, even in the Blink deck, even with Conjurer's Closet. If you don't have anything else, why not tap this guy that's not going to get untapped for, let's say, next two rotations. Next two opponents.
Yeah, he's a really cool guy.
Yeah.
I'd play him.
In Blink deck, why not?
I'll and he's standard.
I'm sure you will, actually. I'm sure you will.
Why did you emphasize that?
Because you really like to play weird decks.
I'm sorry, but Assault Formation is a very legit deck.
It's a card that's really in standard. I am going to say that.
In standard and cards with above average toughness are in as well.
Yes, those decks are legal. Yes, that's a thing.
Sure, you have only one win condition, which is very situational,
but people can actually ignore it and just kill you, but you know.
Yeah, there were situations where I had one mana 4/4 ox that smashed face, but then warriors were smashing my face harder.
Yeah, turns out there is a reason why that's not a tier 1 deck, but you had fun, so I guess...
Yeah, with Shadows over in Innistrad, there will be, like, an enchantment looter or something like that.
Well,
that will also make 0/2 guys. Yeah, I can see that happening. Like, an enchantment that finds another enchantment and for, like, 3 mana makes a 0/2 guy.
Do we need to call the WotC because somebody has been leaking cards or what? Since you're a judge and all that?
No. Definitely.
Yeah, you're playing really a lot about the whole Christmas... I'm in magical Christmas land.
Doesn't like...
Muslims, I guess? Maybe?
we're talking here.
Oh. Is there actually Christmas in Magic Lands? I mean, we know there's no such thing as Christmas on Innistrad, because everything is horrible there.
Maybe they came up with this one day when nothing is really that horrible, so they celebrate it. But then again, zombies are pretty restless, so...
Plus, you can't explain them, it's the 25th of December. Chill out, guys. That would just like
shock. Geralt and Gisa just won't stop.
I take it. Yeah, do you think they're going to reprint them, speaking of those two? Or print them in another version?
From the Commander.
No, I meant either that or new version.
I mean, the versions from the Commander weren't really broken in any way, so I could see them just being reprinted here.
I mean,
it wouldn't be the first time they used a very limited set that made the cards in a very limited set and then reprinted them again at some point.
I mean, Gisa is good. I don't think it's break standard good, but still. I mean, depends on the creatures in standard. She can make a lot of guys.
Yeah.
A lot of guys.
But then again, the spoiler season will, from the time of this recording, will be very soon upon us, actually.
Oh.
In just a couple of hours.
Oh.
This will unravel. We'll probably get the trailer.
Well, that would be good. I mean, you mean another
CGI
one?
CGI Sorens and Nahiris.
And really pissed off Nahiris.
Something about her playing almost.
And, well, at least they had the Avengers there to help them. I mean, the people from the Auto the Gatewatch.
Oh, you mean the Justice League.
Oh, God. This is a horrible pun, and I actually love it. Yeah, how did it actually end up? Did Zendikar get really smashed, or what?
Yeah, temporarily.
Eh. So we
nothing,
can...
Nothing permanent, because... They had Deeds Ex Machina, so it's going to regrow. Everything's going to regrow, and everybody will pretend the Eldrazi never happened.
Yeah, I mean, we do need to have a return to Scars of Zendikar later.
In about 4 years.
Yeah, I mean, it's a money set. Zendikar has always been a money set.
Plus, they didn't do anything with traps,
so they
have to do that again.
Plus, hey, they didn't break standard for the time being.
For now.
Maybe
it will be broken.
I mean, they broke Modern with it, but you know. At least we can tutor up equipment for 2 mana and put it in play for 2 mana.
Now we have to attack with a guy and let him not be blocked tutor anything.
Yeah, but I mean, who's going to block a creature?
So, seems to me that that about covers up the interesting stories of this week, don't you think?
Aye, aye, sir.
So, shall we call this a wrap?
Oh, guess so. It's getting... kinda latish since I've been up since 5 a.m. So we can call it a wrap.
Next week, we're going to see a lot more relevant spoilers from Shadow in the Innistrad, so that'll be very exciting. Maybe, just maybe, we'll get some kind of spoiler for, you know, name, or just an announcement of the Commander 2016.
This early?
Well, they announced, like, almost the whole year of stuff in 1 week.
That's not the whole year, that's just the summer, that's the thing.
God, why you do this, wizards?
The good,
my money.
Good thing is I'll be working then, and I'll have tip money to spend. So I'll get
so many
bit of everything.
Product.
I mean, I'm not going to waste money on Eternal Masters, that's the thing.
Well, it depends on what will happen with.
I mean,
maybe next week we'll see that allegedly spoiled the entire set. Maybe somebody will leak it, like, you know, what happened with New Phyrexia.
No, please not. I want my spoilers to come gradually, so I can get excited during time.
Yes. Well, luckily we're going to get Shadows over Innistrad spoilers, so... That'll be really cool and exciting, and keep me fueled for another.
Yeah, do you have any contact information you would like to give?
No.
Nietzsche is the man who loves his privacy.
Yeah, maybe too much, but I'll stick with it.
Well, if you want to find me, you can find me on Twitter at bluestmaninmtg, altogether. And for Elder Dragon Dirtlecast, this has been Igor.
This has been Nietzsche.
And I hope to see you soon. And as always, Emperor Protects.
Emperor Protects.
That's about it.
Fuck, there was some raging chaos. Chaos will consume you eventually.
I mean, you can always say...
It's not blood for the blood god.
Actually, death to the false emperor is better. Death to the false emperor is much better. So, did you like it?
Pa ovako, odmah što mogu sad primijeniti da smo da će da se čuje na, da se čuje neka ova neiskusnost u ovome.
Well, that's you always have that.
I know.
I mean, jedan moj friend ima teoriju oko... Yeah?
Da, što ima?
Ima teoriju oko podcastova. A tek kada prođe 10 epizoda je to pravi podcast.
Da, to je isto, a to je se dosta stvari. Trebaš puno napraviti dosta loših stvari da napraviš jednu dobru.
Well, yeah, that's how it goes.
Onda kad napraviš jednu dobru stvar, onda domijašiš.
Pa, da. But hey, you'll get the hang of it.
Koliko si stiš u Zagreb?
Minimalno 3 tjedna. Something like that.
Bili htio koji put nabaciti jedan playtest session?
We might.
Moje igre.
Yeah, mislim uvijek možemo dofurati testu da imaš još jednog igrača. Koji, dva igrača.
Da, tako i, da, to bi bila dva kompletno nova igrača.
Da, koji nemaju pojma uopće o tome pa...
Samo moram onda samo to sve srediti.
Yeah, we'll make some plans. Sutra dolazim igrati EDH.
I gledat mene kako pokušavam suditi na FNM-u.
Oh well.
A dobro, to je neko casual.
A to je... Da, koji opće... Oćeš li moći nabaviti taj Blighted Fan, onaj promo?
Smešta u Smithereens.
Ne znam, ali iza iduće.
Ako odsudim, koji dobit ću, da.
Yeah, hey, I won't lose.
Ali vjerojatnije. Ajme, moram... Sutra mi je takav kaos. Znači, moram se prvo... Znači, ja sam tako... Evo kako je moj plan za petak bio. Mm-hmm. Otići ću se upisat na faks i onda idem...
Oh, wait, just,
možda ću otići.
No? Just a second, I'm going to end the call so it records.
Aha.
Then I'm going to call you back. Okay?
Okay.